Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I found out about a week ago, Saturday, that I was pregnant for a variety of reasons, including very high health risks for me. I am having an abortion right now. It's not that bad. It's not that scary. It's basically like a miscarriage. So I just want to let everybody know that you too can have an abortion if you want one. It's okay. It's not shameful. It's not secret. It's not killing a child. I have a little boy. You guys have seen him on my video channel. He is my world. I want to stay alive and be his mom a lot longer. So I'm having an abortion.
That's Angie Jackson, a woman who has taken the abortion pill and is chronicling her abortion live on the internet, Facebook, tweeting about it, blogging about it, and her YouTube video. I hope it's not true. I mean, it could be an internet hoax. I hope it's not true, but I suspect it probably is. And if it is, what does it mean? You know, we've been learning that women are less and less favorable toward abortion in general. Is this some kind of small reaction to what is becoming increased shame over the act of abortion? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We'll begin by talking with Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America about this woman who's writing live about her experience with abortion. Then we'll discuss the discovery of a 3,000-year-old wall in Jerusalem that may indeed corroborate the historical claims that the Old Testament makes, especially about King Solomon, King David, and their reigns, and the nature of the state of Israel at that time. Our guest will be Sarah Yeomans of Biblical Archaeology Review. We'll wrap up today's program talking to Dr. Ben Mays about Matthias, Apostle of Jesus, remembered on this day by the church. We're here to respond to your questions and your comments for the next hour. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address is talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @issuesetc. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C., and a regular guest. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
Is Angie Jackson representative of women in general on their feelings about abortion, much less women who have had abortions in America?
Well, she may represent a type of woman that we may see more of, and that is those who think that abortion is a private matter, and so the government should have no say, and others shouldn't be able to speak out against abortion. And yet, she and others would be willing to broadcast not only the fact that they've had an abortion, but to describe it in intimate details. On the one hand, saying it's private, on the other hand, making it very public. And we may see more of this kind of thing as the social networking sites become even more popular. But what we need to remember as she does, and if she does follow through on this, and she tweets on it and comments on it, that many women, their initial reaction after having an abortion is relief, but that's because they've had so much stress leading up to it. They think that this is the end of that episode in their life. It's only later that they experience some of the most detrimental effects of abortion, the psychological scarring, the emotional pain, the spiritual separation from God, some of the physical complications that can occur, like pelvic inflammatory disease, or later pregnancies having serious problems. It's now been documented that women who've had an abortion are much more likely to experience a premature birth in their later pregnancies, which can cause all kinds of serious complications for the child of the later birth. So I don't think she's necessarily representative of many women, but we may see this kind of thing happen more often as people are getting more used to this idea of being very public about their intimate lives.
I want you to react to her logic, which is this. She says she's at high risk in this pregnancy, health risks to herself. We have no reason to question that, so let's just take her at her meaning. She already has a son, I think a four-year-old son, and her logic is, I want to live and remain my existing son's mother for a long time, therefore I'm having an abortion because the risks would be too high. Well, your thoughts there?
Well, I found over the years in working on the issue of abortion that many times women are told that this pregnancy will have problems either for themselves or for their child, but then the woman goes to another doctor or she rejects the advice of her doctor to have an abortion and finds that, in fact, that the complications, the diagnosis was not as serious as the first doctor said, and in fact, there was not a need, a so-called need, to have an abortion. So I don't know that we really can take it at face value that either the fact that she says it or even that one doctor may have told her that. For any woman that has received that kind of a diagnosis from their doctor, I would tell them, go to another doctor. Go to a doctor who's thoroughly committed to the sanctity of human life and who recognizes that there are two patients involved, the mother and the baby. And that doctor is going to be much more willing to use every measure possible to save both lives.
It seems odd that, and I wonder how Planned Parenthood would react to something like this, because they've been telling us that abortion is a private thing. It's a woman's right to choose, that it is not a big deal. I mean, there they would concur with Angie Jackson. But they also acknowledge that women do this sometimes out of duress. Some of their supporters are saying, no, abortion is never a good thing, but sometimes it's a necessary evil. I wonder how you expect Planned Parenthood or other pro-abortion groups to react to this kind of public display of abortion.
I think that they will trumpet it. They'll laud it. A couple of years ago, the former president of Planned Parenthood released a book of testimonies of women who'd had abortions who said that they were glad to have had an abortion. They don't seem to be willing to recognize the pain that many women experience from abortion, and instead they want to gloss over the kinds of serious complications that can come from abortion. Most serious, I think, is the spiritual separation that any of us, when we sin, no matter what that sin is, it does separate us from God. And if we do not seek forgiveness and receive God's forgiveness, then we're more likely to make further decisions that will drive us even farther away from God. So there will be some in the abortion movement that will highlight this young woman and even exploit her. But we need to recognize that even though she may tweet that this is no big experience and that it's not traumatic, I think what will matter is what happens a couple of years down the line, or what's been the trajectory of her life at that point. Sadly, many women who've had an abortion do go into a downward spiral, and because of the guilt and the shame that they feel, not because other people make them feel that way, it's a natural response to sin, that they are very likely then to engage in alcohol abuse, drug abuse, to try and cover up that shame and guilt that they feel. So while Planned Parenthood and others may highlight this young woman as if she is exemplary of most women who have an abortion, I think we need to weigh that with the testimonies of the thousands of women, tens of thousands of women who've had abortions and talk about how devastating it was to their lives.
She says, I'm doing this to demystify abortion. I'm doing this so that other women know, hey, it's not nearly as terrifying or as had myself worked up to thinking it was. It's just not that bad. Your reaction?
Well, that's premature for her to be saying that. She's anticipating that that one may be how she'll feel, that it's not that big of a deal. But sadly, there are thousands of women who have taken RU486, which is the abortion drug that it appears that that's what she's taken, and who have ended up hemorrhaging with serious infections. They've ended up in the hospital, and a number of women have died. Now, none of those women prior to the abortion would have said, I know that it's going to be a terrible experience. They would have thought the same as her, no big deal, pop a pill and it's all over and done with. It's only after the fact that the harsh reality hits them that this is a bigger deal. And it's a big deal not only to the woman, but especially to the unborn child. And, you know, her son, now that she talks about, he may end up feeling the effects of this abortion. There are young people today who say that they know that they're missing a sibling. They're missing something in their life because their mother had an abortion. So abortion doesn't only affect the woman. It does affect her unborn child and those in her life, the rest of her family that love her and that miss out on that new life whose existence was snuffed out.
Do you think that Angie Jackson displaying her abortion all over the internet the way she is going to help or hurt women?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't know that I can predict that. I think in some ways it'll very much hurt women, especially if she downplays the seriousness of abortion. That abortion is not just the pain she may experience when she talks about it being no big deal. I think she's referring mainly to the physical pain that she may or may not feel. So in one sense, it could be very detrimental if other women take this as if abortion is not a serious action to take. But on the other hand, if she's honest and she does talk about the serious problems she ends up having from abortion, that could end up being helpful to other women to learn from that so that they would turn away from making the same kind of decision that she's making.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America at our website, issuesetc.org. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, we're going to spend some time with Sarah Yeomans, managing web editor for Biblical Archaeology Review, based in Washington, D.C. An archaeologist has, working on an old site, a site that goes back about 150 years in Jerusalem, uncovered a 3,000-year-old wall and a gatehouse and various other things. And this archaeologist says it dates back to the time of King Solomon. It shows that the biblical record may in fact be true. We'll find out what Sarah Yeomans has to say about it after this. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly, or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly, or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly, or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly, or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.